is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for November 1st, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, COP26. This is the big UN climate meeting that got underway in Glasgow, Scotland yesterday. More than 130 countries have set or are considering net zero emissions goals, many stepping up, so they say anyway. Now, net zero means something a little different than zero emissions. Net zero means, well, if we're going to emit something, we're going to offset it in some other way. And that starts getting a little fudgy, if you will. The European Union aiming to be climate zero, that's another way of saying net zero. Even Russia and Saudi Arabia, which are the world's largest oil exporters, have now set net zero emissions targets. At least 20% of the top 2,000 companies, the 2,000 largest companies worldwide, have set net zero emissions goals. That includes giants like Apple, Ford, Microsoft, and so on. But again, net zero, what does that really mean? If a factory is emitting a lot of carbon dioxide or particulates into the air, they then pay to offset it by planting a new mangrove swamp forest or something like that that is supposedly going to suck an equivalent amount of carbon dioxide out of the air. How do you measure that? How do you quantify that accurately? Does it really have the same effect as not putting stuff into the air? Ish. Really don't know. Again, not quite the same as zero emissions. But even with all of that, European officials and media are now dramatically framing COP26 as our last best chance to save the world from the out-of-control specter of global climate change and everything just basically going you-know-where in a handbasket. Well, the heads of the two of the world's largest offenders as far as carbon emissions into the atmosphere, China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin, will not be in attendance. China's dealing with some energy shortages and is actively reopening coal-fired power plants and reopening coal mines that have been shut down to try to alleviate that. So, as we mentioned the other day, since China emits about 25% of the world's carbon, unless China's on board with this, it's really not going to make any difference. And the cold hard truth is this: the Bank of America ran some numbers, what it would take to reach a net zero world by 2050, which is the goal. Net zero to get there by 2050 would take no less than 150 trillion, that's trillion with a T, $150 trillion in new capital investment. That's $5 trillion in annual investment for the next 30 years. That amounts to twice the global GDP, global domestic, gross domestic product. That's that's just not going to happen. By the way, President Biden, on the way to Glasgow in the COP26 summit, had a drive-by meeting, sort of, I'm being facetious, with Pope Francis in Rome, about a 90-minute sit-down meeting. It was supposed to be streamed live to the press. At the last minute, the Vatican decided, no, we're not going to do that. We'll release an edited video of the meeting between the Pope and President Biden. Not really sure who made that call, whether it was the White House or the Vatican. Kind of interesting that at the last minute it's being spun as the Vatican dissing Joe Biden, but you have to wonder if maybe the White House, the president's handlers, didn't want him on display for full 90 minutes unedited. Topic number four, paying illegals. Speaking of President Biden, his administration is considering a plan to pay immigrant families, illegal immigrant families separated during the Trump administration, parents and children separated because the parents were incarcerated, and you can't throw children into a jail intended for adults. They're considering paying up to $450,000 per person, up to $1 million per family for psychological trauma. This is based on lawsuits filed by activist agencies on behalf of some of these illegals. The total payout, if this plan is approved, could reach over $1 billion. $1 billion. Now, Senate Republicans pushed back on this when it was announced last Thursday. They're blaming the surge in the first place on the Biden administration and suggesting that if you start paying people $500,000 apiece because they were separated at the border, you might encourage more people to come here, hoping to become instant millionaires. Now think about this. This is more than the United States government pays the families of soldiers who fall during service in the service of their country. What kind of message does that send to those who have volunteered to serve in our armed forces? And what will supporters of the idea of reparations for the descendants of African slaves brought forcibly to America think about this? Or, for that matter, Native Americans? This is just a bad idea all the way around. Topic number three, more jabs. A new vaccine tailored for probable future mutations of SARS-CoV-2, that's the virus behind COVID-19, will likely be needed by the middle of next year. This is according to the head of BioNTech. That's the company that partnered with Pfizer to create the Pfizer mRNA shot, to which we say, no kidding. I mean, this was something Sharon predicted on our Sci Friday broadcast a year and a half ago, because coronaviruses mutate. They mutate rapidly, which is why we were saying, even when President Trump was still in charge, that this was not going to be an effective strategy for eliminating the coronavirus that was spreading. You can go back and check the archives for Sci Friday. We were talking about this last February, last March. They mutate too fast to eliminate it with a vaccine. And, of course, right on cue, a peer-reviewed article published last week in the Journal of Cellular and Molecular Immunology reports a new variant's been discovered. It appears to have emerged from Tanzania. They don't even have a Greek letter variant name for this variant yet. It's designated A.30. A.30. Without going into the meat of the article, which really isn't necessary, the title of the paper sums it all up. The spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 variant A.30 is heavily mutated and evades vaccine-induced antibodies with high efficiency. In short, the currently available vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, appear to be very ineffective against stopping this. The good news is that A30 does seem to respond to a cocktail of monoclonal antibodies, at least in the laboratory. So it may be that there's a treatment for it, but currently no vaccine for it. But BioNTech and Pfizer are telling us they're already hard at work. Well, some good news, an inexpensive antidepressant drug has been found to reduce the risk of hospitalization of high-risk adults who've been diagnosed with COVID-19 by over 30%. This is another peer-reviewed study published in the Lancet Global Health. It's fluvoxamine. It's an FDA-approved drug, belongs to a group called serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. It works by inhibiting, or rather increasing, the activity of serotonin. It's a hormone that works in the brain to stabilize mood and the sense of well-being, but it also has anti-inflammatory properties, which may help the body quell inflammation, which is one of the responses when the body's immune system tries to tackle SARS-CoV-2. The overreaction can lead to problems with oxygen intake and so forth. So, again, an inexpensive drug with a known safety profile, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, appears to show promise as a potential treatment for COVID-19. Topic number two, Haiti. We haven't talked about the missing missionaries for a while, but they are still missing. One bit of good news, an elderly pastor who was kidnapped earlier this month by armed men dressed as Haitian national police officers has been released. 79-year-old pastor's ransom had been paid, but the gang, the 400 Mawozo gang, had refused to release him. They finally did. He'd been abducted on October 3rd, released at the end of last week. Meanwhile, the Christian Aid Ministries group calling for prayer for the 17 missionaries kidnapped on October 16th by the 400 Mawozo gang. The gang wanting $17 million, $1 million apiece in ransom to let them go. Five children among that group. Please pray for their safe return. Coming up, as if you didn't already know this, our public schools here in America appear to be run by, I'll tell you and then you decide. Next on 5 and 10. Commander Fravor and his colleagues saw something. It's just we don't know what it is. They didn't know what it is either, but the way the narrative has been spun to us now, it's not of this earth. Okay, well, yeah, maybe.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. with the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ. Your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, insane or evil? Kentucky School District confirmed last Wednesday that it's investigating social media posts of a homecoming event called the Man Pageant, showing male teenagers in skimpy clothing giving lap dances to school staff, including the principal of the school. This is Hazard High School, Hazard, Kentucky, Southeast Kentucky. Hazard Independent Superintendent Sandra Combs on Wednesday confirmed she was investigating these photos, and the school's principal who received one of the lap dances, also the mayor of Hazard, Kentucky. On a statement last Wednesday night, Combs apologized, said this wouldn't happen again. She said disciplinary action had been taken. The principal/mayor, Donald Happy Mobilini, did not immediately return phone calls asking for comment. Now, a mother of one of the students who participated in the Man Pageant at Hazard High School defended it and was annoyed that word about the pageant got out. This mother, Holly Lane, said people don't know how to keep their mouths shut. Said this in an interview with WLEX-TV out of Lexington, Kentucky. Said the controversy was overblown. Well, no, not really. I mean, the adults in the room should have, when they saw the students come out of the dressing room in skimpy clothes, said, let's stop this right now. We know this is all a joke, but this is inappropriate. This assembly is over, but that didn't happen. Yeah, meanwhile, in Mankato, Minnesota, residents there are required now to state their home addresses during the public portion of school board meetings before they're allowed to address members of the school board. Jody Sapp, who's the chair of the board for the Mankato Area Public Schools, laid out these new rules before their open meeting on October 18th. which includes prohibiting residents from addressing individual school board members and requiring that every speaker publicly state their home address before they make comments to the school board. This is potentially opening them up to retaliation from people who may be watching the streamed meeting online anonymously. This is intimidating. That's the point. It's to intimidate the public into keeping their mouths shut. And in Florida, a school board member there chaperoned a group of elementary school children on a field trip to a gay bar. This is according to photos of the trip that she posted to social media. Not only didn't she see anything wrong with the trip, she posted it to social media. Quote, "I was so honored to be invited to chaperone Wilton Manors Elementary's field trip to the incredible Rosie's." This is Rosie's Bar and Grill, a well-known gay bar in Broward County, Florida. "The students and I had a fun walk over and learned a lot about our community. A huge thank you to Rosie's for hosting this special field trip every year." Apparently, this is not the first time that the gay bar hosted the elementary school kids for the field trip. The post was examined by Fox News last Thursday morning, shows photos of children in the bar, including a photo of the group posing next to the restaurant sign. Ms. Leonardi, the school board member, did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Again, are these folks just clueless or deliberately evil? This is not appropriate for elementary school children, certainly. I think we can agree on that. Come out of her and take your children out of her, my people. Well, this week on Skywatch TV, we begin a series of programs based on the new documentary by Josh Peck, The Great Delusion, which, of course, is featured as part of the virtual conference countdown from Skywatch TV, which runs through January 15th. You get to hear more about what is specifically in this documentary film. Are they aliens or are they demons? Don't miss these programs because it's very timely right now. For the last 4 years, we've been hearing this drumbeat. These Navy pilots saw these aircraft, and they aren't from our world. They do things that our aircraft cannot do. Does it mean automatically that they come from out there? And if so, what does that say about us and our faith as Christians? Don't miss the program. Tom Horn, Joe Horn, the Skywatch investigative team, and the whole program. You'll find the broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But of course, if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, you can watch it right now. And remember, the following week's program, I mean, the networks don't get the program until Sunday. That starts the new broadcast week. That's when the new show is released on the networks. We release them to you through the Skywatch TV apps for Roku, Apple TV, and the free mobile app on Thursday. So you get a couple of days head start. You get an early look at the new broadcast programs, as well as all of the other new programs from Skywatch TV, Simply His, the new women's show, our health program, Return to Eden, hosted by Sharice Parton, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. All of those right in your smartphone or tablet or your set-top box. The advantage of the mobile app, of course, is that you also get news the mainstream media wants you to miss, a calendar of upcoming events, and all of that, whether it's an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have links to those app stores, so you can very quickly find the one that's right for your device. It's the link is in the app, is in the website, is at the website. Late afternoon, blood sugar dropping. It's at the website, skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar where it says mobile app. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.